Keith Lockhart and the Boston Pops are coming to the Mesa Arts Center next Tuesday, April 17th. And in the orchestra's double reed section is Barbara Lafitte, English horn, who grew up here in Phoenix.
There's this remarkable thing about growing up in this town, and I'm sure much older than you are, that there's all these great double reed players. And my first experience with double reed was going to the Phoenix Symphony and hearing Frank Salzer play. And
I'm just, oh, he was my teacher.
I was going to ask if he was your teacher.
Frank Salzer was a fixture for those of us who grew up here in the Valley or attended concerts, as he was the oboe and the English horn, as principal with the Phoenix Symphony, and for 35 years a professor at Arizona State University. Now, one of his many gifted students returns to the Valley, a very different place from the one she left in 1979. And Barbara wasn't done dropping names from our past.
When I was in third grade in Phoenix, I won Lou King Rager's If I Were President a competition. It was an essay competition, opened all Arizona third graders. The prize was to go to LBJ's inauguration, and I won that.
Nice going.
Yeah.
Where did you go to grade school?
I went to Madison Meadows Elementary School.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, but we had a strong music program, really strong, which really made a difference.
So I got to ask now, where did you go to high school?
I went to Central High. We were very active. Our music studies were just so rewarding, and I played in the Phoenix Youth Symphony, played in the Phoenix College Community Orchestra, and I played in the Sun City Symphony. So during high school, I had rehearsals three nights a week.
How did you end up in Boston?
I had been a Tanglewood Fellow, so moved to Boston. When you first move to a town, you don't just walk into the freelancing scene. So I became, first of all, I auditioned for Rhode Island Philharmonic, and I played there for 10 years and taught in the schools in Rhode Island and Boston a bit. And then I won the Boston Ballet audition in 94. For principal oboe. I still play there. And then all in the same period of time, I signed my Berklee College contract, my first contract, on the same day that I won the Boston Ballet audition. And that summer, I was asked to be the English horn player, the big oboe player, in the Boston Pops Esplanade Orchestra. So that was wonderful, life-changing, and all during that period of time I had played at Emmanuel Music and with Boston Classical Orchestra and then also Boston Modern Orchestra Project.
When you started playing with the Boston Pops Esplanade, who was the conductor then?
My first year it was John Williams last year.
Okay. And you mentioned that his stuff is demanding, and people might not want to think that, but you don't have to listen very long to realize the guy knows what he's doing when it comes to writing for an orchestra.
Fantastic. I mean, he is just, I really believe he's a genius, and he is very respectful and very wonderful to work with, and he's a true musician's musician.
And what was that transition like? Because when I've talked to Lockhart in the past, he said, it's kind of like you're walking down the hallway and there's the ghost of Arthur Fiedler over there and John Williams is walking down that way.
And actually, Keith was a fresh face. He had a lot of energy and he still does. And, great musical ideas, and I think he pumped a lot of enthusiasm into the orchestra at that point.
The only picture most of us have of Keith Lockhart, his stick technique, that's what we know about the guy. What's he like to work with?
Yeah. Well, he's intense. He's very organized. He has high expectations. I would say he is somewhat of a perfectionist. We're all on duty. We're all on duty when we're working with Keith.
When we've been talking about the upcoming concert, which I think is on the 17th of this month, at Mesa Arts Center, and which, by the way, that was not here when you lived here, right? Mesa Arts Center.
I know. I'm very excited to see it. I've seen photos of it, on the internet, and it looks gorgeous.
When we're talking about the concert, it's almost like an homage, is that right, to John Williams?
Yes, six decades of John Williams. Everything from Jaws, to Towering Inferno, which is one of his older scores, up to, Hedwig's theme from Harry Potter, which is gorgeous. And we've got some Raiders and JFK and Schindler's List. And so, of course, Star Wars. It's just such a wealth of music.
Well, the Boston Pops come into town and listen for the English horn because it's the Valley's own Barbara Lafitte.
Yeah.
Great to get a chance to talk to you. I enjoyed it very much.
Thank you so much. I hope we can meet when I'm there.
The Boston Pops and conductor Keith Lockhart bring the music of a cinematic and Boston Pops legend, John Williams, to the Mesa Arts Center next Tuesday at 7:30 p.m. Although, now you know the music is a magical soundtrack as a Valley native doesn't phone home but returns. Little Barbara Seiler is now Barbara Lafitte, English horn with the Boston Pops. Welcome home, Barbara, and welcome back to the Boston Pops. At the heart of the arts in the Valley of the Sun, I'm Sterling Biaf for KBOX.